In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us, as he is every Tuesday at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot. So what do you guys want first? This is up to you guys.
All right.
Do you want John Ritchie bullying Brandon Graham on the morning show today, or do you want to debate with OG Wade about Nick Sirianni's contract extension?
Ooh.
What's first? We'll do both. I want to know which
so
one you
tell
want
me
first.
I have to pick OG or BG?
Yes, for first.
Right. I think I got to go OG.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. 215-592-9494. OG Wade here on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What up, OG?
Great to see you yesterday, OG. You're looking great.
OG.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's about to be a good one.
No, I had to throw that one at him because he always hit me with that. I had to get Spike. Yeah, that's my boy, though.
All right.
Too, Ike. Spike, it was good seeing you, man.
All right.
Listen.
Didn't I look good? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're doing that one. I ain't saying that. Right. That's the balls. That's the big balls there.
All right.
Yeah. But listen, I think that Nick is deserving of the contract. But I don't want to interfere with his messaging to the team. Right now, Nick has got these guys to buy in and to back him because of all the criticism that he was taking. So everything now is about not being satisfied. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it would be a good look for the organization to give him a contract right now in this situation because it will satisfy him in a sense. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that would be a good move. But I also want people to understand that the Eagles don't do things off of pressure of us or the media or anything. They
Bull.
Know what they got in Nick. They know what they got in Nick Sirianni. They created it. Well, they're not created him, but they hired him as a young coach. He's their thing. You know what I'm saying? Just like Jalen is their thing. They don't bother with what we're saying. Jeffrey Lurie knows that there's no one voice in that building that make any decisions. They do everything as a team. You know what I'm saying? And their drafts, the decisions they make. Nick Sirianni would have been fired if it was about him making poor decisions. But Jeffrey Lurie knows that they don't make decisions on just by Nick Sirianni. It's a collective thing. They come together and they agree on it, and that's the decision that is put out. You know what I'm saying? But only one person can voice it, obviously.
So I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And that's actually why I think Nick is in some ways uniquely qualified for this job. Like if the Eagles job was available this offseason, they could probably get the top candidate, like a Ben Johnson, whoever you think the top guy would be.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
What is that?
It's Bill Belichick.
Well, they would never hire Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
that would be a disaster of a hire.
No.
It would be
one loss in the playoffs. We're getting Bill.
Yeah, I really hope not. But regardless, I think Nick is uniquely qualified to work in this organization. Like, he works well with Howie. He listens to others. He's good at culture building. Those are things the Eagles value. Ben Johnson might be a better X's and O's guy, but we've seen good X's and O's guys come in here and not ultimately be able to continue to work there. So I think what they have in Nick is set up well where you don't want to let that go.
Let me also say this. The Eagles, the way they structure things is unique. You know what I'm saying? And I like the way that they do things. But we got to understand. I heard the guy, the idiot Chris, call up here and say that that Nick's not a good coach because he hasn't beaten anybody. Well, first of all, when you lose to when you beat teams, they say, oh, it's because of his roster. When you're not a successful coach, it's oh, he doesn't have the players, i.e. Brian Daboll in New York. I don't know. Which is it? You know what I'm saying? It can't be. But you know what I'm saying? It's got to be. If the guy is producing wins, victories, or whatever, then give him the credit for it.
Well, and he also turned Jalen into the quarterback he is.
Well, I don't agree with that one. But
well, Jalen was a Wildcat. Jalen was a Wildcat backup when Nick got the job.
Understand something, Snoopy. Understand something, okay? Jalen is a
coach. I mean, Nick Saban wasn't able to fix Jalen.
Listen, Jalen has pedigree.
Well, he sees talent.
Okay.
Nick made Jalen into a talented quarterback.
Hey, yo, dude, would you let
I'm sorry, I'm reacting. I'm reacting. Go ahead.
OG likes to do a monologue.
Yeah, my bad. I'm
sorry. Maybe you're allowed to talk at the end.
Now, let me just say this. When you're talking about a player of Jalen's ilk, you know what I'm saying? He was more successful way before Nick Sirianni even thought about coaching. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
So you
what
can't
does that mean?
Say he's the that what that means is that he's been playing that position and winning games before Nick Sirianni was a coach. That's what that means.
But that's not true. He was coaching at IUP or whatever.
And you worry about
developing talent there.
Yeah.
And you know what? You guys, I'd rather be down there so I can just slap the
OG, you have to give Sirianni some credit for Jalen's success. He's the head coach.
The credit that I give him is that they're partners. You know what I'm saying? He's his head coach. Jalen is the starting quarterback.
Right. But he built an offense that Jalen could be successful.
Why someone is something, you're taking away the hard work that the player actually
no one's
has.
Doing
no
that.
One's doing that.
No one's doing that. No one's doing that.
Straw man Wade.
Then don't say that a coach made this player what he is. No, you don't make.
I'm
that
saying
player.
He developed
give
the player.
Him some credit
does,
for it, though,
does
right?
Does Vic Fangio get credit for Quinyon Mitchell?
I didn't say that. It was the wording.
Okay.
That
okay.
Used.
Okay.
He said he's the reason. No, he's not the reason. Jalen will be a successful quarterback, rather Nick Sirianni's the coach or whoever the damn coach is. He's going. That's how he works. He works hard on his skill set. That's what you got to do to be successful and become great. You just got to put the work in, and it comes over time.
And that matters, I agree. But you also, when you're a player, need a head coach to get the best out of you, and that's what Nick has done with Jalen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, pretty
that
decent call, OG.
We got everybody good? We happy in this?
Well, yeah. And the final thing, OG, before we get to the Brandon Graham
this
thing.
This is where it goes off the cliff.
No. A question. What were you insinuating that One Last Breath by Creed was about, where you were telling Ike that we shouldn't play it because of the lyrics? What are you talking about?
My insinuation is this here. We run, on this program, we reach out to a lot of the listeners and everything. And I don't want people to get the wrong idea or the wrong message that going through drug addiction and not knowing what you want to do in your life, you want to jump off the damn bridge. I'm not trying to put that out on the street. Y'all want to do that in your studio.
All right, OG. The song is about facing dark times in your life and looking at the support around you, including faith, to come out of it. That's why he said he faced... That's what that is about. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge. And I'm thinking maybe 6 feet isn't so far down. It is about his lowest point and how he came out of his lowest point. So here is a guy who beat those things. It's a positive thing. It's not trying to encourage people to do something bad to themselves. It's quite the opposite.
Yeah, well, whoop-de-doo. Okay. Yeah.
He's
okay.
What's he do?
Wow. He said whoop-de-doo.
Like, yeah, whoop-de-doo. All right.
Whoop-de-doo is a good comeback when you're just...
We're not using that.
Yeah. That's why you should have done their most popular song.
It is their most popular.
Higher.
Look on Spotify. It's their most popular song.
All I know is when I walk around and I ask people, they say it's higher. I've not talked to one person who said it's this song.
People are not getting higher tattoos, but they are getting one last
breath.
First of
all, I don't know anyone that's getting one last breath tattoos.
Get on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, they send it to all of us, Elliot.
Yes. Oh, okay, that's true. You guys do probably get more Creed tweets than anything else right now.
All right. So we will get you this audio of John Ritchie bullying Brandon Graham on this morning's WIP Morning
Poor
Show.
Ritchie.
Right after Jack tells you about the Black Friday sale at National Appliance Warehouse.
Again, right down on 202.
Or 95.
Or 95.
Or however you get to Delaware.
Exactly.
Yes.
Tax-free Delaware is probably
or Route 1 or any of the number of different ways that you can get there.
Either way, all roads lead to National Appliance Warehouse. If you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you gotta get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold professional look while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. I'm obviously impressed with Gen Air, and you have to trust National Appliance Warehouse's knowledgeable team to guide you through selecting the perfect appliance for you. Always at the best price, thanks to Price Assure. It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, instantly save 15% when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Okay, so we're going to play this audio, and I've not even heard it yet. Mm-hmm. I like giving my first response reaction to it.
I like when you guys do that, too, because then I get to hear it. You know, I don't think you're...
Yeah. Yes. So...
I guess this is all of us here today.
Yeah, so
for the first time.
I've heard it.
So Brandon Graham did the Brandon Graham show last night.
He gave
some great sort of positive thoughts about his career, about the injury, so on and so forth. But then on Tuesday mornings, he's in with the WIP morning show. And it seems like the morning show bullied him into crying because they're criers on the air. So
have they cried on the air?
What's that?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Spike would never make BG cry on the Brandon Graham show. You don't want to force him into doing it.
No, absolutely not. All right.
So. And now he's hell against his will on the morning show.
All right. Here it is.
Even with all the stuff you've done, even with a game that I've had, it's just still that burning love of man.
And doubt can creep in. Doubt can creep in when you don't have the redemption of going out there every Sunday and just letting loose. That's the gift. That's the joy. And when you're deprived of that part, I doubted myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want you to doubt yourself. But enough about me. We hear you talk about this injury, and you're saying you've been having problems for a while now, that you were having tendonitis in this elbow.
Uh-huh.
How long were you in pain, and how hard was it to play with the elbow before this final injury?
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Man.
I'm sorry.
Take a moment, Brandon. Take a moment, man.
Hey, and I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building, and I just don't want to. I know I ain't letting nobody down as far as getting hurt and stuff, because I know I'm gonna bring that energy.
Brandon, let me jump in for 1 second. You're not letting anybody down. You're not letting the city down. Your teammates.
I know. I'm just
nobody.
Saying, like, being. I'm
don't
being.
Even
I'm not
let
even
it
being.
Cross your mind.
I got you. Because I promise you. I'm just more hurt of just on how we've been coming every week, trying to defy, the odds and being with it, but being with them, And I'm going to be with them. I'm still with them, I know that. But, yeah, man, I just needed this right here. I needed to get this out. It's been a while since I cried, man. I'm just, hurting a little bit because, man, I just went for the 15 years, I've been here and people doubt me. This was a big one for me, and I think I accomplished a lot this year. And just one little thing, but I know it's God's plan, man, and I'm trusting that. And so that's where I'm at. But I needed this, man. I needed this in a big way.
I actually take it back. They didn't bully him. They actually threw him a life raft in the middle of it.
I'm curious where you were going with that.
No. They did a good job. In fact, I know this makes me sound like heartless. I'd have been like, when they were like, nah, don't worry about it, I would have been like, meh.
Yeah,
like,
right.
let the moment happen. Yeah,
yeah.
But no, they didn't bully him into it. And, for Brandon, I think the thing that keeps hitting him, which he keeps repeating, is that it's one thing. He's actually putting the fact that it could be the end of his career, I think, is second. He was really he seems like he really likes this team, really likes the defense, and was really enjoying playing, especially the game on Sunday night. He just looked like he was having such a good time, and I think that is what is disappointing him, that he really feels something with this team, and he's not able to be that part of it anymore.
Yeah, it's it could be difficult for a player, and I can only imagine, you know, Brandon being in his 15th season and what was potentially and still could be his final season, to be a part of something like this where it was a little rough in the beginning. And you know Brandon is always about uplifting and being positive, even when people don't want to hear it. When everybody out here is yelling and screaming and upset, fire the coach, this guy stinks, you know, Brandon always brings positive energy and is always trying to speak good things into existence as it pertains to this team. And he was doing the same thing when they were at 2-2, right? After the Tampa game and in the bye week, you know, he doesn't duck shows. He does his Monday night show. He comes on every Tuesday with these guys. And to sit in the face of that adversity when everybody is yelling and screaming, he listens to the station, so he hears this stuff. And to still come in and be full of energy and want to do his shows and try to, I think, try to project positive energy to try to help get things turned around. He is invested in this team. He is invested in that organization. He is an Eagle through and through. He has been through good times. He's been through bad times. He's been to the mountaintop. He's been at the bottom where he felt like he was worthless at times. I've had conversations with Brandon throughout his career, so I know it's sincere. When I talked to him last night, you could tell for 2 days he's been fighting that off. Yeah. You know, he's been fighting off the emotion of what could be the finale of his career. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if the Eagles are going to bring him back. I don't know. He'd be 37 this offseason. That's a lot for a defensive end to have to try to get back through another year. And you're trying to have this perfect ending where you're like, I get to walk off the field and held, my head being held high. And a lot of that's been changed with this injury. But like I told him last night, you know, you can't be out on the field physically, but your presence can be felt around this team. And you can keep that energy alive. You know what it was like in 17 when you guys lost guys, important players, and you guys went out and won for them. So you're one of the faces of this team. You're the elder statesman on the team. These kids, they look up to you. They look to you for that energy. And I know you feed off of them. So don't change that part of it. And this is a tough time for him right now. Once he gets through the surgery and starts to rehab, he can be in a better place mentally to be able to deal with what he's dealing with right now. He has a lot of emotions going through his head right now.
And it'll give him something to aim toward is the rehab and that sort of stuff. I told him last night on the show, I was like, week four, when you told me, don't worry, you guys are going to get better and better, I was like, I didn't believe you. But you ended up being right. And thinking about the amount of time he's played, I thought about the time I first interviewed Brandon Graham. I was doing middays at WYSP, so it was at Lehigh. Mm-hmm. That puts you, I've had like 6 different jobs since Brandon Graham started with his one job with the Eagles, right. And he is still playing. So it gives you some context as to what he's been through. You know what I mean? So,
well, and I think another hard part to what you were saying, Ike, is just how quickly it happened, right? Like, you know, he knew that he was probably going to retire with whatever, but it went from on the sideline, up 20 points, this team's awesome, we're going to the Super Bowl, to like done. Like, I've seen a lot of players, unfortunately, get injured in games, right? Mm-hmm. I've never seen a sideline react to a player that's on the sideline like that. Like Jalen going up to Brandon Graham. I mean, tons of players going up to him as he walked off. Like, I do think there was just a suddenness to the finality of it that was probably hard to take in. But I also think the ultimate compliment you could probably give Brandon is, in his 15th year, him getting hurt now is like a big deal for this team. When the season started, it was, or at least when he was signed, it was maybe he'll be inactive. He's just here to be a player coach. Like, he has turned into a critical part of that defense. And so, you know, when he said that in another part of the interview, that he feels like he proved people this year he can still play. And, like, he absolutely did. And I think if there's any positive here for Brandon, it's that it wasn't a lower body injury. Like, if he would have suffered an Achilles or an ACL, like, that's probably it. The decision's made for him. A torn tricep, like, I think you can recover. You can be in good shape. And I think he could play next year. And based off this year, I think the Eagles should absolutely bring him back if he wants to come back.
Well, and the thing about it being so sudden is that for all of us, it's rare that the end of your career happens the way that you want it to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, riding off into the sunset after a great year and they win the championship. So most,
that doesn't happen for the majority.
No, and you know, most you play one more year than you should, mm-hmm. and you find out, whether it's in camp or the middle of the year when you're getting a bunch should've of inactives, that you should have retired. So I think he seems like in a place where he's not. I was actually sort of surprised because I thought he was going to say, oh, no, I definitely want to rehab and come back. But he was like, let's see how this goes. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a good place to be. I think he'll put everything behind mm-hmm. his rehab. But then seeing how your body feels and you know, if you feel like going through the grind again and fighting for playing time and those sorts of things, who knows what happens.
Also, I would say if the Eagles do get to the Super Bowl, I would not rule out him playing in that game.
He said no yesterday.
I'm just giving you my opinion.
Okay, he said 4 months.
Right, I know. Yeah. But it's 2 months away, that game is, right? I'm not talking about playing 20 snaps, 25 snaps. I would bet if they get there, it's just my guess, that he plays in that game.
He said, just to tell you what he said, he said after surgery, which will happen, won't even happen until next week, it's 6 weeks before he can do any rehab. So it is letting. So I wouldn't put it past him.
Right.
But also, it seems like a tough putt, this particular injury. But who knows? Especially at his age.
I remember my last game.
Yeah, you were thinking about WIP.
I was. I was thinking about a lot of things sitting on that damn heated bench over there on the sideline.
In Atlanta?
Oh, here, right in the link.
Oh, yeah.
My last game, December 31st, 2006, right there in the link.
Well, and
you knew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew.
You
just
didn't have it anymore.
Just didn't want to play anymore. Didn't. Yeah. I swear to God, I went through that game saying, don't get injured, bro. Like, don't get hurt. Like, it was a meaningless game. The Eagles, they clinched because I think the Cowboys lost to Detroit in the 1 o'clock hour. We were playing the 4 o'clock game. So, and it was supposed to be a battle between us and the Eagles, still trying to figure out who gets in the playoffs or affects playoff seedings. We got eliminated.
Oh, right, because that was 2005.
Yes,
okay,
we got eliminated when I think Detroit won. Or something like that, and that put the Eagles in. So the Eagles didn't even have to wind up playing their starters. They used it as somewhat of a bye week because they played the next week. That was they beat the Giants in the Jeff Garcia game.
Yep.
And I was like, man, get through this game without getting injured, man. Like, you know damn well it's over. Like, don't go out here. And I did more handshaking and BSing for 3 hours during that game. I'm talking to the fans behind us.
Well, that's cool. It was in Philly.
They're yelling at every Falcon player on the bench and telling me how much they love me and come back and be an Eagle. So, that last game for me was more or less like, it's a wrap. But I knew 3 or 4 weeks ahead of that, and I was like, I don't want to hit nobody no more. And I don't want to hit. I don't want to run into a wedge anymore.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, especially that position. You know, quarterbacks are lucky. They just stand back there.
Right. But I do agree with you. Like, it's been kind of striking to me how much the sadness from Brandon Graham seems much more about not being able to be involved in this season than what could be the end of his career.
End of his career. All right. Well, thank you, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
Great appearance as always. Yeah.
Yeah, time flies. We didn't even yell.
It always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk Sixers either.
Yeah, maybe next time.
I know you want to talk about
it. I'm dying to talk about the Sixers. More Sixers, please. More Sixers. Jordan Mailata will join us next. We'll ask him about BG. I also want to know if they sort of feel in the middle of the game that they're breaking the will of a defense with as much as they run and as successful as they are in the second half. So we will talk to Jordan Mailata next. By the way, you can get Elliot, if this isn't enough for you, which
never is.
How could it be?
Yes.
You can get the Go Birds podcast every single day in your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast, or the free Odyssey app. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
ESB, happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving. Very grateful to be able to be on this show.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. We are grateful for you as well, even though we berate you constantly. You know it's all
That's why I'm grateful to be on.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.